Reports surfaced late last week from knowledgeable sources about an altercation between the two justices in Justice Bradley's office during the week of June 12th. The incident involved Prosser grabbing Bradley around the neck after she told him to leave her office. The sources, who spoke with reporters from WPR and the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, asked not to be named to protect their professional relationships. State Senate President Scott Fitzgerald said yesterday he was surprised and suspicious about the accuracy of the reports.
Wow, Supreme Court's crazier than the legislature, apparently. It's hard to believe that it actually went down the way it's being described, and I think with the justices not really making many comments publicly, it's hard for me to believe that really happened. But, you know, the way it's being reported, it appears that certainly something happened over there.
Justice Prosser released a statement Saturday saying that once the facts are reviewed, the anonymous claims will be proven false. Later that night, Bradley told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that Prosser did grab her by the neck, and she disputed another source who said she was the aggressor and that Prosser was just defending himself. Other sources say other justices were present during the incident, which happened during an argument about when to release the ruling on the new collective bargaining law. Capitol Police Chief Charles Tubbs says he will issue a statement this morning that may shed light on what did or did not happen. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.